Welcome to Hearts to Believe, an extension of the ministry of Faith to Live By. Faith to Live By has prepared for this season of joy a two-part Christmas special. As last week, we again take a break from our usual Hearts to Believe broadcast to present the second of this two-part Christmas special. May these songs and readings add greatly to your Christmas joy.
Oh, John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Galatians 4:4-5. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons.
Thank you. chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told them.
Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them until it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way.
All of the music and scripture reading on today's Christmas special are included on Faith to Live By's brand new Christmas CD, Call His Name Jesus. You will love hearing these wonderful and familiar carols again and again. Faith to Live By has also just released another brand new Christmas CD, Freue dich Welt, all in German. Can't decide which Christmas CD you prefer? We'd be happy to send you both the English and the German CDs. Ask for your free Christmas CD by writing to us at Faith to Live By, Box 426, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3C2H6, or call toll-free 1-833-367-3852. If we are unable to answer your call right away, please leave us a message. Here is our contact information once again. Faith to Live By, Box 426, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3C2H6. Or call toll-free 1-833-367-3852.
Joy they hailed its light, leading onward. In a few moments' time, Heidi, Tim, and Matt are going to sing the great song, Who is He in Yonder Stall? It asks a vital question, and as it proceeds through the song, we hear of what took place in the manger of Bethlehem. We then advance to the cross of Calvary. We also come to the empty tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. But I would want to add something to that question. Who is he in yonder stall? Who is he upon the cross? Who is he in that tomb? But the answer is, he is no longer there. He is no longer in the manger or on the cross or in the tomb. He is risen, and we rejoice in that right from the outset of our Lord and Master's life. Here is another question that we need to ask, along with the declaration, He's the Lord of glory, the King of all kings. We need to ask, where is He now? And, most especially, where are you now? Where is He now? He is sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. Where are you in relation to Him? This is a vital question. We can rejoice, we can sing the great carols of Christmas, but unless our hearts are transformed by the coming of Jesus into this world in order to die upon Calvary's cross, all of our celebrations are for no eternal purpose. I bid you to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, not simply as the babe in the manger, though we rejoice in that, not simply as the one who hung upon that center cross or the one who emerged from that cold, dark tomb. Come to Him as the one who is reigning on high and the one who gives life for the asking, the one who gives life abundant and everlasting. And may that add immeasurable joy to your Christmas this year.
Sharing with us in this Christmas special. We pray you and all those about you true Christmas joy and a happy new year. To learn more about Hearts to Believe, visit us online at heartstobelieve.ca. Thank you for sharing with us in this Christmas special. We pray for you and all those about you true Christmas joy and a happy new year. To learn more about Hearts to Believe, visit us online at heartstobelieve.ca.